Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith and Tom each have 2, and Alonzo has 3.
Woo! We flipped a coin. Faith is elected to go first. Here we go, Faith. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, the Senate voted to override a vetoed bill allowing the families of 9/11 victims to sue blank.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. On Tuesday, President Obama nominated Jeffrey De Laurentiis to be the first U.S. ambassador to blank in over 50 years.
Cuba.
Right. This week, OPEC agreed to production cuts, which raised the price of blank by 5%.
Oil.
Right. On Wednesday, Shimon Peres, the former president of blank, passed away at the age of 93.
Israel.
Right. A plan by some Illinois men to order a pizza and then rob the delivery men was foiled when the pizza was delivered by blank.
Oh, was delivered by the police.
No, by a 250-pound former NFL linebacker. He owned the pizza store. On Tuesday, officials in Colorado announced that they'd use leftover money from blank sales to combat school bullying.
Marijuana.
Right. This week, legendary golfer blank passed away at the age of 87.
Arnold Palmer.
Right. In preparation for Halloween, Walmart has started selling what they call a chocolate ice cream emoticon mask. But what is actually blank?
A chocolate ice cream emoticon mask is actually something else?
It is. Whether or not Walmart knows it.
Oh, it's another character who is somebody else.
Another kind of emoji.
It's a poop.
It is the poop emoji
it's
mask.
It's the poop emoji.
In Walmart's defense, it is easy to confuse the famous smiling poop emoji with a delicious swirl of chocolate soft serve. They look almost identical.
I'm totally going as that.
That said, the fact that a bunch of kids will be running around dressed as happy poops this Halloween makes the mistake that much more delightful.
Wait, that sounds like a new movie.
Happy Poops.
Happy Poops.
Whether the rebranding was intentional or not, it's clear that the real lesson is do not buy chocolate soft serve from Walmart. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
14 more points, 7 right, total of 16 for the lead.
Hard All right, to be. Then. Tom, I believe you're up next. Here we go. Fill in the blank. This week, Secretary of State John Kerry said that the U.S. might end cooperation with Russia over their increased airstrikes in blank.
Syria.
Right. On Monday, a $2.6 billion class action lawsuit was filed by the former employees of blank.
Wells Fargo.
Right. On Thursday, emergency crews were called in to help rescue passengers after a commuter train crashed in blank.
Oh, Hoboken.
Right. Following 50 years of fighting, a peace agreement between the Colombian government and the rebel group blank was signed on Monday.
FARC.
Right. During the debate on Monday, the police department in Lawrence, Kansas issued a warning that blank was not a reason to call 911.
Anger at the presidential debate.
That's exactly right. On Wednesday, a federal appeals court ruled that a New Hampshire law banning people from blanking in voting booths was unconstitutional.
Having a gun.
No, taking selfies. A woman in Florida is suing a local sheriff's deputy after he tased her and then blanked.
Asked her out.
He tased her and then he baked her a sorry I tased you cake. Florida! 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 According to the sheriff's deputy, he was just messing around when he playfully tased Stephanie Byron, you know, like friends do. And to prove there were no hard feelings, even baked her a cake, writing, "Sorry, I tased you," in blue frosting. And then he did this. He piped some stick figures with him looking sad and her looking incapacitated. Stephanie did not accept the apology and is suing the deputy, both for injuries caused by the tasing and because the cake did not come with funfetti. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, a total of 12. Still trails Faith.
All right. So how many, then, does Alonzo Bowden need to win this week?
7 to win.
Here we go, Alonzo. This is for the game. A tall order, but you're a tall man. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the Senate passed a stopgap spending bill, successfully avoiding a blank.
Shutdown.
Right. On Tuesday, the Arizona Republic newspaper broke a 100-year-old tradition and endorsed blank for president.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. A Democrat. First time ever. This week, the Indian military launched airstrikes against militants in blank.
Pakistan?
Right, following several military victories, officials reported this week that ISIS no longer controls any oil wells in blank.
Iraq.
Right. On Monday, NASA announced they had found evidence of water on one of the moons of blank.
Jupiter?
Right. On Sunday, three players in the Michigan State football team joined blank's protest of the national anthem.
Colin Kaepernick.
Right. A 21-year-old man in New South Wales has been dubbed the unluckiest man in Australia after he was blanked for the second time in 5 months.
Struck by lightning?
No, because he was bitten on his dingo by a spider. Twice. 5 months ago, the man who works for a construction company in New South Wales was visiting a port-a-john at his work site when he was bitten by the very painful redback spider right where you do not want to be bitten by a redneck spider. This week, he finally, having all healed up, gained the courage, used the port-a-john again, and in the first visit, was bitten in the exact same spot. About the two bites, the man said, quote, "I think I'm very unlucky, to be honest." To which the spider responded, "You're unlucky." Bill, did Alonzo do well enough to win?
Well, he did really well. 6 right, 12 more points. But at 15, he trails Faith by 1.
Faith Saley,
she's the winner.
Champion.